Okay. So again, in Reish Beis Hay, so we said that the big nuts shouldn't eat because they're mazik. For time of the milsa, the kashem katan mikra achilas need a klipa v'enamara. Right, when they're small, the ikar is the seed, the peel, the shell. Kashem gadol mikra achilas amash b'fnim v'humar, and the inside is not edible. Be miskon idea or dover acher mevarach bar priel eitz. Right. Right, so again, we keep on going back and forth, right? We said about the crab apples that were not edible, and then even putting them into a fire was not going to change them, right?
What was that? Rakhana Rakhana, what did we say?
So he says, right, because that's, you remember, the Shulchan Aruch said it's a shahakol. And the Mishnah Berurah says, right, he brought down here that they all asked for this question of this nut, right? And they say that right, Mishbura says we leave the psak alone, right? Still make a shahakal. So let's see if he repeats that over here. Okay. So we say Lamed Hey. Even though small ones, you only make a shahakol, come on some reish dalet, as we'll see. Right? Because again, we're talking about the Bayer Priya Eitz case is the when they're small, you make a Bayer Priya Eitz on the Shkedim Kitanim. Right? As we'll see, reish dalet, that the small sweet ones, or I guess they're shiny husband, they ain't a gemar because those are unripe. And therefore, they're not the full fruit. And they weren't meant to be eaten at that early stage. When they get too big, they're not edible at all. So therefore, it's kind of like a unique bria. We both forgot to look up that Yiddish word from yesterday. Right? Right, so it's... what's this? It's here. He's in his jammies. You know, next time we're going to put you on FaceTime so we can see those jammies.
But it's not no coincidence. Jimmy's back and Shmuel's not.
Okay, so we say that there's a difference between the fruits and the where the early stage is the only stage, right? So therefore, that takes the Bayer Priya Eitz. Okay, v'im miskon. But now here's where we get our chiddush. But if you take the big one that are inedible and you heat it up or cook it or do something, even the shtan l'malyusa, I dam mitik bor, have you like a shar perishin roin lech l'chayin, and this bash and the varach shin mevushan bar peretu l'kama mesifiyat beis. Right, so he says, right, that it's like any other fruit that is not tasty, meaning it's hard. What is it, like the quince, for example, right? The quince is meant to be eaten cooked. You ever have a quince? Right? It's not meant to be eaten...
a lot of sugar.
Well, right. Cooked with a lot of sugar, but certainly cooked. So, okay. So, Lamed Zayin. And then he says, Mevarach Bayer Priha Eitz. You make a Bayer Priha Eitz. V'hu adin shar minei peiros, other fruits as well. Shem chamutz v'mar v'en brim l'achil ha'klal. They're inedible. U'miskon o'bishlon shemevarach Bayer Priha Eitz. Da'lobem is prihu. A'el sh'en aroi l'achil ha'kach. A'kach mahani mituk. So, therefore, this is the way they're meant to be eaten. And therefore, it is, you're allowed to go ahead and do this. What about lemons, Jimmy? Right?
You can't eat lemons. Is it plain?
I have no idea. I haven't tried it.
I'm dead, it says,
right, so according to some, it would be a shahakol. Right, if it's just, if it's sweetened lemon, so then you'd make a bar pates.
It's
kind of
great
for us on a lot of people want to eat a grape tree. Okay. It's less sour than a lemon. What? It's a lot less sour than a lemon. Yeah, I'm going to try the lemon. What's less sour? Grapefruit. The lemon, yeah. Okay, so we saw before it was about the seeds. It wasn't about the crab apples. The crab apples was what we saw earlier.
And berries are the same.
You can't ignore ice, right?
Uh-huh. They're so hard.
They're hard or they're just like salad?
Both.
Okay. So it's interesting. So you have a lot of different distinctions between the different types of fruits. And again, it's not clear. Right, it's not clear why this is different than the crab apple case where we saw earlier, where it's not ein mevarach alav klal, right? And even if you fix it up, right, it doesn't help. Okay, not sure why. Okay.
So what does it mean?
On
a lemmy, you
want to
make a
bracha
at all?
No. Again, he brings down here from some of the Sephardic poskim. Well, at first he brings down that if it's too bitter, then you wouldn't make any bracha at all. But it has to be a really, really bitter lemon that a person is just going to be like, you know, repulsed. He says cuts biachal. No, even if he's not, we're not talking about. You know.
What? Sweet it, you
would
make a bracha.
If you sweetened it,
yeah.
You wouldn't?
You would.
Yeah. The question is, what bracha would you make? So, again, he starts off here, right? He quotes the Ben Ish Chai, who says that if it's really, really bitter, that you bite into it, you're going to just, like, throw it away, right? So then there would be no bracha. But if they're not so bitter, and you could eat them, right? I guess you could eat them slowly. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down also that to not make any bracha, it's hard to say that it's really so repulsive. It's not like something that's hard as a rock or something. I mean, it's just a little sour, but it does have a little sweetness to it, the lemon. And he says, and sweet lemons would be a bari pri ha'etz.
So they probably
want an esrog. Right. Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays lemons are shahakal.
Jelly, but it's always tough.
So it's almost like every one of these cases, you got to sort of figure out what exactly is going on.
Creates clutter. How can you make a shop?
Well,
you can make a, if you add an asteroid, you can make a shop.
You load all the sugar on it.
Yeah, I don't know how bitter an asteroid is. Have you tried it? There's not a lot of stuff in there, as you know. It's very thick peel. Okay. No, where are we? Okay, so back to... we finished that? Yeah. Okay, Berlach. The time of the Milsak, Shem Ketanim, Ikra, Akhlas, and Yaklipa. Tam Zeshkos, Mechar, Mehar, Mishon, Lizkar, Dover, Zeshkos, Klipa. No one mentions the klipa, that the ikur is eating the shell. Ela bipshuto. Dashkeidim hamarim gufim bekatnusim, ein hamarim begadlim nasamarim. They're not so bitter when they're small. They get worse when they get bigger. Ein rashi chulin chavei ve'erivin chavchetz perish mishbaram chulin cham. The chaltam said the klipa in this grak b'talmid Rebbein Yonah that first comes in Rebbein Yonah's, right? Perish achen gamla didei mashma dekishin is gadlim nasa klipa ba'atzma Gam Kain Mar, that the klip itself also becomes bitter. Loshem Mechaber L'Mashem Kain T'Mashem, only the inside does. It's Arachin K'tzasti V'Mechaber, Amayli Avarach HaKlipas HaGadol, Machabam Shehakol B'Gadol. Right? We used to make a Shehakol, right? Because we say that when it gets bigger, there's no bracha. So, Im Loshem Omer L'Mechaber Gam Kain B'Gadol HaKlip Ola B'Rachili Klav Neshikosha, right? That when it gets bigger, the klipa gets so hard, so it's not edible. It's not so, the wording is not so clear then, according to that. Okay. Vav, salaf, perish, salaf. Min ilan shi'olan shalo ro'in la'achilav yesh ba'olav kimin tamarim. And avionos hu ha'pri mehat salaf. So again, the salaf is a type of tree where the branches are somewhat edible. And there are some berries that grow on there, tamarim. Right, some dates, and we'll see the lashon of avionos, right? That's the fruit, the kafrisin, the hen klipa, Shesavri, that's the peel. Kiklipasa goes in. Okay? So he says when you have this sort of tree, and this I'm sure I've looked up in the past, and I'm sure it has never given me something that I would recognize. So Al Ha'olin Val Tamaros Val Kafresin Bari Priyadama. On all these things, right? Right? The little berries that grow on the side, right? The branches, the peel. It's all Adama Val Ha'avionos, which is, I guess, the Iker Pri. Shem Iker Pri Bari Pri Ha'itz. Right? This case in the Gemara, which is why it makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Again, not sure what this, what it is. We probably have, you know, I probably have looked it up. And again, if you look up the, right, let's say you look up Tzalaf, right, modern day Hebrew. You get... you get sniper. Okay. And I don't think there's such a tree called the sniper tree. We should go look, see if there's a sniper tree.
It'll say sniper tree.
Oh. There is such a thing called the sharpshooter's tree. Okay, there is no, no. Twin Cypress Mexican Sniper Tree. Okay, so I'm guessing there is no simple parish to the sloth nowadays. Okay, so he says, Lamed Ches Al Ha'olin V'Al Tamaros. On the branches and on the little berries that grow there, she'en chashum l'kar priyaitz. Those are not considered the ikar pri. Now he says in Mem Aleph in the Sharat Sinai, he says mikol makom yesh varach lein bari pri ha'adama mishum to nati lehu inshi gama daita de alenu tomorrows. Because people do plant them for that, it's just not the ikar. Yain berke yoshkos is kayom lenotu lunish kal daita de alenu tomorrows. Yesh levarach alein shahakol, right? So they're not even, right? Those are, I guess, total side things. They're not used at all. You know, who was it who said that? You know, you plant things, they use every piece of it, right? It was Lorenzen, right? So, and back in their day, this tree which had some side benefit growths, right, that were edible, but no one planted for that, and therefore dropped down to a shahakol. Okay, so that's why, you know, one of the foods that creates a consternation for the poskim is hearts of palm.
Yeah.
Right? So they come off a palm tree. What is it grown for?
It's just a branch.
What?
I don't know what it is.
No, I think it's a stalk. I mean, I think it's just the trunk.
I'm glad that's a branch.
Yeah.
It disappeared in the last 20 years. It's not, no one had it when I was a kid.
So,
probably not,
because we used to, because they never canned them back then. You probably had them if you went to the
fresh
jungles of Africa or whatever.
Yeah.
If it didn't come in a can, like wax beans or green beans, we didn't eat it. So, but that's why that has a machlokas. Is that an eitz? The ikur nowadays it's grown for the hearts of palm. Is it adama? Because
it would be an eitz.
Huh?
I don't understand why.
Because that's the ikur growth. That's the ikur tree part.
Why to be an eitz about adama?
What?
It doesn't grow from the tree. It's the tree itself. So why to be an eitz?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Why to be an eitz? It should be adama.
Okay, I'm just saying the different sheets that are out there. I would make an adama on it. But there are those who hold it's an eitz, because that is the pri ha'eitz. It's the eitz, right? Eitz osa pri, right? This is where the pri is.
It doesn't come from the eitz; it comes from the ground.
It
doesn't go from the eitz.
Well, it is the eitz. But okay, but there is a three machlokes with a shahakol eitz or adama, right? Again, I think the prevalent opinion is going to be that it's adama.
Why would you bump it down to
shahakol?
Why would you bump it all the way down?
It's a piece of wood.
Here it says Rabelsky explained that today, since palm trees are planted with the intent of eating their hearts, appropriate brachah is ha'adama. Although hearts of palm grow on a tree, the
brook is not ha'etz, but rather ha'adama. This is because hearts and palm are not an actual fruit, but the core of the stem of the tree.
Okay, I get it.
Right, I think Rav Hyneman helped. I think, what?
It's Rebelsky.
Right, I think Rav Hyneman was the one who said that it's an eitz, right? And then you have someone get it down to shackle. In Hebrew, it's called palmetto. If you look at any of the svarim, right, you know, you'll see it'll be discussed as, you know, Eza Bracha al ha palmetto. So, in Florida, in Florida, palmetto
$5
and the cockroach.
What do you think?
Was it called?
The palmetto bug was a cockroach.
They
don't make a bracha on that.
No. Not a food bracha. Okay. So, okay, so let's go back to Lama Tezviala Kafresin. Yishum De'enu Iker HaPri. Right? Kafresin are not the Iker Pri, right? Even though they are, right, we said the Kafresin are the peel. It's not the Iker HaPri. Mikol Mokum B'devin Berachal HaKafresin Bar Pri Eitz Yotza. B'devin you would be Yotze. Right? Right. Now, look at Membeis and Sharatzion. There are many who hold that it is a Bari Priya Eitz on the peel of the fruit. It's part of the fruit. Maybe they're not considered Priya Eitz at all. So the peel, the rind, the shell, the peel of the fruit, so that does a base say that is the fruit. And we pray eitz. These secondary things, the branches or whatever, right? Those would be right. That he has a shiloh where that would be considered pray eitz. They grow from a tree, but they are not the ikker fruit by any chance, by any stretch, and therefore maybe even but the evidence by pray eitz doesn't work. Again, you see when you get to starting to get some of the more trickier fruits. Now, I don't know that we have, right? We haven't talked about real tricky fruits like papayas and bananas and pineapple. Right, those are our typical tricky fruits, right, which we'll get to. But for the most part, we don't have a lot of kashas unless you're making brachas on these things by Rosh Hashanah, and you go to the store and you buy all sorts of weird stuff, right? And some of the stuff is not edible unless you prepare it. Some of the stuff, you don't even know if it's the ikker fruit. You know, for all we know, you get some weird thing that shows up in one of the grocery stores, and it turns out it's the kafrisin, right? Or it's the tamaros from a tree that's grown something else, right? So when you get to the weird stuff, you have to really look into it, make sure it really is a fruit. But otherwise, we don't really have too much of this stuff going on. Now, what about the Inyan klipas pomeransin, shetogim midvash? Right, so it's orange peels. So you take the orange peels, you don't want to throw it away, right? And you fry it in honey. So again, it's the peel, but people don't eat the peel of an orange typically, but if you do prepare it. So he says, Yesh de'ez ben achronim levarachlem shahako. Is it a shahako? Because it's not a fruit at all. Oh, pri ha'etz, so pri ha'adama. So again, it gets all three, gets an honorable mention across the board.
So what is right? The bracha on orange peels?
Well, we'll see in a second. Right, so he says, let's say the first opinion, why is it a shahakol, right? Because the peel is not what you want, and most people just throw it away, right? And the second opinion, it's pre-ho-eitz, right? So we just saw, because it's part of the fruit. And you make a brach on the fruit, it's part of the fruit. Just like we said about seeds and things like that. And then you have the adama opinion, is that it's not the ikker, right? Right, but it grows on the tree, and it's, you know, so it's like all over the, you know.
Can't, doesn't that change over time? I'm assuming.
Yeah, it could.
Years ago,
they
ate peels all the time because that was food.
It depends what times you're talking about. I'm certain concentration camps they eat an orange peel also, if they had such a thing. Right, but I don't know if that's going to change the bracha, right, for that particular tkufa. It has to be that it's grown for that, then it's grown to be eaten.
But standard, when you're gonna get an orange, you're not gonna get a standalone orange. You're usually coated in chocolate or something like that, right?
Yeah, you got.
So it's already in a whole situation. It's not just
right. So the question is, but now you're taking. What is the bracha if you choose to eat it? So the way to eat it is with sugar, honey, whatever.
Doesn't that show therefore that it's for sure a shackle?
No, it's the normal derech. That's, you know, we just said a hard fruit that can only be eaten by boiling it and cooking it. That becomes about, that's the way you're supposed to eat that fruit. So maybe,
but that's
if the orange peel, that's the way you're supposed to eat the orange peel. The orange you eat directly, and the orange peel you eat by frying it in honey. Now, Lemaisa, we don't have to get so worked up over it, because he says, Valkein Yesh Tavarach, right, Lorenzen's question, Yesh Tavarach Lein Shehakol, but the Yevin Berach Bar Pri'eit, so Pri'adam Yatsa. You'll be Yotze, because it does grow from a tree, and it does grow from the ground, but the Yikr Bracha is Aus.
So Hamotzi wouldn't be a problem.
Only if you put it in your sandwich. Hamotzi would be a problem. It's not by Machmas Asudah, so you'd have to manage to make an orange peel sandwich. But I showed Mordechai the 9 days hot dog. It was a bun. Someone put one of those Persian cucumbers inside. Right? So if you want to make an orange peel sandwich, you could do that. And you wouldn't.
Vegetarian.
What?
Vegetarian.
Don't bring up sore topics.
Cucumbers taste better than this.
When I was in yeshiva, that was the official Sunday lunch, was the soy dogs. And the Americans wouldn't touch it for nothing.
It's so popular in Israel.
Right, yeah, the Americans wouldn't Americans wouldn't touch it. So who would eat it? The kola guys would love it because they could have as much as they want. It's the only meal they got unlimited amounts of. Right? And the other people who liked it were the British guys. Because it was a par of lunch, and they're going to have milk with their tea at 4 o'clock. Right? So, but yeah, the soy dogs on Sunday were like, yeah. Okay. Let's go to Zion. Tamarim shemiachon bayad. So you now take dates, and you crush them by hand. V'yasa mehem isa. You make like a paste. V'hotzi mehem garinem. You take out the seeds. So we're going to get to this. This is, again, all sorts of those questions. You know, applesauce, right? And it's going to be the same question with mashed potatoes, right? What happens when you mash something and pulverize it, right? We're going to make a distinction between mashing and pulverizing, right? The issue we always have with potato kugel, whether it's a shahakol or an adama, is that when they blend it, is it totally pulverized into, a liquid? Right, or there are pieces and it's, you know, partially pulverized, right? So again, mashing, right? You mash avocados, a lot of things you mash, right? So he says, no problem, it still retains its very pre-eats, and a main shalosh if it's since it's a tamar, right? It's one of the shivas aminim. Well, lefize udin be latvern hanikra pavidla, right? Which he says down here is jelly, right? You actually know call it that. Pavidla. And what kind of jelly is it?
Usually prune butter.
Okay. Oh, well, right. Lekvar. Okay. So, Mavarach and Alain Blair Parades. Do you ever eat a plain, David? Like, take a spoonful in your youth, even today?
With butter.
And what?
Put bread, butter,
and okay, butter. But would you take a plain spoon of it?
Yeah.
Usually not. Okay. Right, because we're going to get to the peanut butter question also, which is a similar thing when we get to the Adamas, right? V'yeshem v'varach lem shahakol. There are those who say it's a shahakol. V'tov loch shachil v'varach shahakol, even berach bar p'yotz yotza ki kein nira ikar. So this again goes to the issue, if you're eating this jelly, or you're eating this, jelly thing, right, plain, so what bracha should you make? So now really he says the mikar didn't should be a shahakol, it should be an eitz, right? But some say shahakol. So again, if...
like strawberry.
Could okay, so we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah what's considered pulverizer with this jelly stuff, right? So, but again, let's just say on the assumption to machlokas whether it's an eitz or a shahakol. So, what does one do? One should really, if he wants to be a pristine bracha guy, he should go ahead and make sure he makes a shahakol on something else and a bar eitz on something else, right? You know, one of the lessons we're going to learn throughout Hilchos Brachos is that, you know, it's not so complicated, unless you're in yeshiva dorm, right? It's not so complicated to have, you know, coverage from other sources, right? So that's why for those who eat raisins or dried fruit, so those always give you a source of, you know, of a butter priya eats floating around. those who, you know, or if you have nuts also, right? Nuts
maybe
in the house.
You should not eat a full raisin.
Right. Well.
Because then you get other issues in the berry.
The full raisin, right. So except that everybody Bodner holds that it's never, it's not a berry by definition. But okay.
The
but whatever.
Raisin?
Yeah. It says, but it's processed. You're not getting the whole raisin when it's totally dried out. But okay, that's a separate thing. When we get to berry. But at the end of the day, right, so that you can get your eights coverage there. Shehakel is obviously very easy. Any beverage. You get your shehakel coverage. Adama, so then you have to see if you have a potato chip, a popcorn, cornflakes, or whatever. Certain brands of cornflakes.
Be careful, yeah.
Okay, so let's see, he says, Mem, ma'achon, biyad, so you crush it by hand. The also perish option is rasa like this of the gamri. Right, even though it is totally crushed. Right, right. So he says, "V'hu adinlinian pri adama could go an erd apple." Right, shemachon v'asa kiisa. Right, same is true if you mash a potato. Right, so we'll see that potatoes have two names in the Mishnah Brura. It's usually called an erd apple, which is an earth apple, right, a potato, or it's sometimes called a kartoffel, right, Russian is kartoffel, right? Right, so it's sometimes called a kartoffel. So he uses both of them, depending on who he's quoting, right, and it becomes like a, you know, a paste. So it's a butter pre ha'etz. Now he quotes in here, on the side, butter pre adama for the potato, right? So he says that, and that's the issue with the cornflakes. Right? You know, what is cornflakes? So some cornflakes are just flattened pieces of corn, right? So that's Kellogg's cornflakes.
Only Kellogg's.
No, there's a few brands.
Which other brand?
There's Post.
I think Tynag is also flattened.
No.
According to
Almost every other one is like milled corn.
Corn flour.
Yeah.
Right.
Tanig, I'm pretty sure it's Adama. Yeah.
So the ones that are the total cornflakes is shehakel, right? Because it's made out of reconstituted corn flour.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them are just flattened pieces of corn, right? So therefore, you have to know which brand the cornflakes. And by the way, it's not even enough to know which brand; you have to know which country it's made in, because. Certain cornflakes, I don't know maybe it's Kellogg's, if they make it differently in Canada, right? They have different manufacturing facilities, and therefore sometimes the Canadian product is different than the U.S. product. So
you're saying that the American ones
should be Adama.
The Kellogg's, they just smash it down
almost like a paste and make little pieces out of it.
That's everything else.
Everybody else is
just flatten it.
What?
They literally flatten it.
I don't know if they flatten one piece of corn at a time, but...
And then that's what they do.
That could be.
I don't know.
How else would you do it?
Like, yes, I thought I did. One piece of corn is flattened. Like,
right. They have these Mexican ladies.
No, it's a machine.
They just roll it. You know,
yeah.
I guess it doesn't look like... So why would you still? Is you say because that's what it comes from? I mean,
no, because that you're gonna ask the same question about popcorn, right?
Yeah. That's, well, popcorn, you can see the corn.
No, if you get the whole bag and you see the thing, but
if you away the shell, you eventually see the corn kind of pop. You see that part, but
it's certainly closer than a corn flake.
Yeah,
okay.
If you show it to someone who doesn't know what it is, you would say, "What is this difference? It's corn."
Okay. So.
It says here on the Kellogg's website. It says in October, November, the corn is ready to be harvested and taken to a mill, where it's cleaned, sifted, and rolled before being shipped to Kellogg's.
Rolled.
But then it says at the factory, the corn grits are rolled out into flakes.
Right.
Yeah.
Grits was like a ground.
No, but they're rolled into flakes. But
that's why they have to roll. Not they don't smash it. They literally roll it.
Okay, but the question is, are they?
I don't know
if they're rolling one piece of corn at a time. But okay, be it as it may.
No, but one piece of corn makes 2 to 3 cornflakes.
those Mexicans
every
are good.
Every kernel of corn we harvest, 2 to 3
flakes. That's right.
So with but they're processing it then. What do you mean?
Okay. Let's go on. So then we have the case of the jelly, which is the pavidla, and he says a nicker pavidla shosim gud ganios or charmin, right? So it's cherries or other things. That David says prunes, shemotzin garinein mevashna so much emni mukul legamrei. So
what do you say for cherries?
Good gonios.
I never heard that word.
What?
Duvdavan is usually a cherry.
I think good gonios are also cherries. Right, they take out the pits, they cook it, and then they become very soft. But they're not pulverized like you put them in a food processor where they become like a liquid. So he says, so even though he says nimucho legamrei, they become, you know, you don't see the cherry at all. They become totally, right, mushy, okay. So then he says, v'yeshram levarach shahakol. B'zeh nechleku ho achronim. Okay, let's see what time is it. Are we going to finish this in time? Okay, let's try. Okay, v'yesh omer levarach lem shahakol, b'zeh nechlu achronim, yesh v'yem shesom de hayesh v'yem lo polakim a pavidla, mishum shenimuchol legamri lo nikot rosen klal, that the pavidla is so mashed up, right, you can't recognize it at all. Avol b'din ha-machar v'noi b'tomorim shenis rasko. Now, obviously, there are certain fruits that no matter what you do, an avocado, it's kind of hard to lose its surah. Right, there are certain fruits that you can't do it, and now he's saying maybe there are some that will lose their total tzura and you can't recognize it. Right, the mechaber we're talking about tamarim, shenikra tarim mitzuros and avkish mitzras and legamri. Even though they're totally crushed, you can recognize them. Modem b'varach b'or priates. So that's one set of opinions, right, about this shahakol. It's only if it's totally, you know, a different looking thing. It's totally, you know, flattened and mushed. It's a shahakol. Even if they're arguing on a, you know, a crushed date. And if their mamushes is still there, they just have to be flat and made into a mush. It's a totally, you know, unidentifiable. Since it would work b'dievet. But yeah, you're stuck when you're dealing with the Shivas Aminim. Because you can talk about whether the Bracha Rishon is Eitzer, you know, or Shahakol on a Safek, but Bracha Achrona, if you give it, it's supposed to be an Ala Peros, the Bracha's Barin Fosh's Rabbos, as we'll keep on saying, Eino Poteris Main Shalosh, Lo Main Shalosh Poteris Barin Fosh's Rabbos. So you can't guess wrong on the Bracha Achrona, Imlo Shiocha Gam Pre Meshivas Aminim Gam Dovish Brachos Barin Fosh's Rabbos, Lifter Gam Zay Manoshoch, you gotta have a drink and you gotta have some grapes, right? Something that doesn't have a Shaila. Imain Lo Nir Lishiocha Barach Main Shalosh, right, so again, the maisa that if you're stuck, then go make the al haperos, right? Because that maisa is probably the ikar din.
So
okay.
What would be applesauce?
Okay, we'll get to applesauce.